How's your girl, man?
She left me.
Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
And my dad got deported.
I'm never gonna financially recover from this.
Put my stuff in Jell-O again.
I did not sleep for 1 second last night, and I cracked the bottom of the toilet. My
life. Yeah, F my life. F My Life is a website where people post the little slights that happen to them on a daily basis, and they ask for your input. Did I deserve this, or is my life just all effed up? By the way, F My Life is brought to you by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop. Visit the newest location in the hilltop area of Laskin Road right by Wasserhuhn Brewery, and visit PapaJoesVB.com. Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
There we go. F My Life, here we go. Today, I got pulled over for a broken taillight. When I put down the window, the police officer asked me if I was smoking crack in there. I told him I don't do drugs. He said he didn't believe me because he could detect a foul odor coming from my car. I just ripped a huge one before I got pulled over. F my life.
Well, not meth, but methane.
Meth my life. There you go.
And the cop standing there going, nope,
taking
no.
Taking deep whiffs.
No, nope, something definitely wrong in here.
Oh, I smell a crack. Yeah. Today, my wife announced that she wants to incorporate a leather saddle into our lovemaking.
Hey.
This might be fine, except she wants me to wear it. It's 30 pounds, and I have bad knees. F my life.
Yeehaw.
I like the playful thing, but I don't want to have a game of Yellowstone, if you don't mind. Today, after a coworker invited me over for a mukbang. Do you guys know what a mukbang is?
No.
All right. Sounds like or mukbang. I may be mispronouncing
sounds
it.
Like something that needs that saddle.
Well, I agreed to it, thinking it was some sort of exotic delicacy.
Okay.
Look this up. I found out that he expected me to eat like a million calories of food online on camera for his YouTube channel.
That's right.
That's what mukbang is. People pay to watch you eat.
Yeah.
Like overeat.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest fetishy weird thing.
Yeah.
Today I checked out my mom's email to track a package that I'm waiting to get. Instead, I found out that my mom canceled my order and that my parents are getting a divorce and have been fighting on email for weeks. F my life.
Oh.
That sucks.
That does suck.
That's worse than the old mukbang.
You don't want the old mukbang.
It is.
Mukbang sounds like a big night at the mushroom farm, if you know what I'm saying. It sounds like something that the grooms do in the horse's stall.
I was going to say, that's what it sounds like.
I'll give you a mukbang.
Come here, darling.
I just can't really get excited unless there's horse manure around. Sorry.
It is what it is. I need a vending machine. Am I the only divorced child of divorced parents here?
No,
you?
Yeah.
How'd you find out your parents were getting divorced? Well, first of all, how old were you?
A baby.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't count.
He's been gone for a long time, so.
Okay. So I'm reading this thinking, oh, you discovered emails. That would suck.
Yeah.
Then now you got to have this weird conversation.
Yeah.
Where's this going? And how long do you sit on it before you decide to finally confront mom or dad and say, hey, what's going on? You know,
who am I
going to
live with?
Do I have a right to know? Who am I living with? Right, exactly, yeah. I remember that we had gone on we dropped my brother off at broadcasting school and came back and my dad was gone. And my other brother high-fived everybody, like whoop-whooped, was so happy. It was like, yeah, good riddance, see you later.
Wow.
Let me help. I wish I had been here to help kind of at the moment, yeah. I was a little young for that. Today, COVID started when I was a freshman in high school. I'm now halfway through my junior year and still haven't experienced any normal high school events or traditions.
That sucks.
I'm going to graduate without experiencing anything, and now we have a new variant again, F my life.
Yeah.
That's something I hadn't considered.
Yeah.
That if this keeps stretching out, there's going to be kids who miss the whole high school experience, really.
Yeah, my kids, they...
Or college.
Or college,
sat in front of a screen at home.
They're all masked up. They don't know what other kids look like. They don't know what their teachers look like.
Probably not a lot of dances and things.
The other kids are ugly. Don't worry about it.
Today, I was at the dentist. She was hands deep in my mouth with a drill.
Yeah.
When the power for the whole block shuts down.
Oh.
For the next 3 hours, she had to keep shooting me in the mouth to keep me numb to stop the horrible pain because of having to stop the process.
Oh. Oh,
that's horrifying.
That's a Kubrick moment.
I'm going to need you to get a generator or something like
that. Yeah, you'd think.
I would think that a medical facility should have to have some kind of backup.
Yeah, you would.
Maybe not.
Not at El Dentista. La Dentista.
See. Today, my roommates thought I wasn't home and started talking about me. Apparently, I'm a lesbian, devil worshiper, and an alcoholic. I didn't know my life was so fascinating. Half my life. Yeah.
Wow.
Hate to hear you. Oh, man. Hate to hear stuff. Oh, overheard. Overheard about
that. Yeah.
Me. Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
I made a note about that last night when I was putting these together. The strangest rumor you've heard about yourself. Being public people, you know, people talk all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time. Sometimes it's people within the industry, and sometimes it's just people that think they know stuff. Which turns out, of course, not to be true.
Yeah, of course.
I only wish I had the cool life that
yeah.
I heard others say. I'm some sort of drug kingpin that's banging everybody, just slaying them left and right.
You don't sell drugs.
I have somebody in this office that thinks that I've nailed everything in this office.
Oh, there you go.
It's 100% not true.
No, I mean, ask Michael.
Yeah.
You didn't nail him.
No, nope. I have a little
Sean.
Yeah, I keep trying, but you keep shooting me down.
Nope, not doing it.
Not going to do it, man. Today, a guy drove an hour and a half to get to where I live, only to literally last less than 30 seconds. F my life.
Oh, that's...
I'd say, young man, job not done yet.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
We're gonna need. I'm going to need some other apparatus here.
Yeah, need some follow-up work.
Yeah. Today, I was so broke, I went to Costco. Not to buy anything, but to eat the free food samples.
Oh, that's depressing.
That broke. You know what, though? There's a resource here. This is not bad. When it's tough, you know, you got options.
Yeah, but you got to have that membership.
You still got to get in the door. That's true. You know, whether you borrow the card from your parents or whatever
something,
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
of course, if you have parents and they're making you go to Costco to eat, this, like, you know, F your life is what that is.
Let me just tell you.
Today, my parents made me go eat leftovers at Costco. Finally, this one. Today, my daughter finally learned that you cannot sleep your way to success.
Finally. Oh, man.
Oh, this is not good, and it's apparent, man. This after she tried and failed to seduce her married boss, got fired, and then blacklisted as a potential lawsuit throughout every company that specializes in her career field.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough of my life.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, it's a good thing she found out.
Yeah.
Hey, if you try to... Yeah, if you... Boy, what a smackdown that is, too.
Yeah.
You think you're the hot chick, gonna work this deal out, and it's just like, no. No. Ooh, self-esteem, bad day.
Yeah, no kidding.
But are they really mistakes if you learn something from them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
You know what? That's a good point, Rod. It could just be art.
That's right.
I mean, I did learn my lesson, Daddy. By the way, you're not the only man that I call Daddy.
Oh, yeah. We all make them. That's why they're called mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Well.
She can get an OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
Hey, F my life. We do it on Wednesdays right around this time.